Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Kind of a whimsical intro, don't you think, Chris?
Absolutely. Something out of Disney, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds lively. It sounds like, hey, we're here to be informative, local, dependable. And I can think of no better words to describe us.
And we're explaining that very well, I think.
Yeah, we're doing great. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. Just about 5:13. So we don't have much time to kill before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather. But Chris, you're always more prepared than I am. Look at you in your suit, paper in hand. What's going on, man?
5:13, News Radio 92.3. Forget the bull he's talking about over there. Listen to me. Coming up in 17 minutes, FSU tickets going out.
That is true.
Let's press him for a second, folks. Hey, Austin, by the way, what's the clue today?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to actually
he's
give
now
people...
dancing around this issue. Go ahead.
I don't want to give people too early of time to guess it. Come on. We got to do this because it's a speed thing. It's going to be a question that a lot of people know the answer to. I still haven't thought of it yet.
Talk about that. But we also want to talk about just a reminder for you. A couple of things happening on this date many, many years ago. Just think about this. 20 years ago today, many lives were changed here along the Gulf Coast. It was September 16th, 2004. Happened early in the morning at 1:50 a.m. A powerful Cat 3 hurricane. Her name, or his name, Ivan.
Yep. Ivan was a jerk.
How many girls do you name Ivan? Oh, that's the one with the beard, right?
Yeah.
At the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Oh, well, her name's Ivan. Well, we're talking about Ivan, Cat 3 storm. It was a bad boy. Landed just west of Gulf Shores, packing 120 miles per hour, sustained surface winds, devastating historic storm surge. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. It was a real mess. And then here comes Hurricane Sally, making impact on, actually it was late nights, the 15th, 16th of September, 2020. It came roaring in here, made a mess of things. The bridge was a mess of things. Everything was a mess of things around here. But these two storms did happen on this day many, many years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you did a good job building it up because it really was. It was. I'm hardly old enough to remember it. Heck, I may not even remember it at all. I think I very faintly remember Dennis.
Well, I will tell you, during Sally, living on the Gulf.
Oh, I remember Sally.
Well, living on the Gulf Breeze side of the bridge, though, is what I'm saying. They shut at 43 miles per hour, they shut the bridge down.
Right.
I couldn't get back over to the studio. Mm. And so I called the storm right over when you come across the bridge, right off by the foot of the 3 mile bridge right there. I watched the barges break. I watched all that stuff happening. And I stood in the middle of that crazy storm. People still say, what in the world were you standing in the middle of the storm for?
I didn't have a choice.
And I was doing radio. It wasn't like somebody had to see me. Here I am standing in the rain.
It's not like you were just
then
chilling.
I had to think, how crazy am I standing out here? Folks, you ever wonder about that when you see these reporters on television? They're standing out there in the middle of the rain just getting, why don't they just go underneath the building there and tell us what's going on and show us what's happening?
Yeah,
they don't have to go out there and get killed.
I don't know. That's maybe a good discussion topic.
Probably so.
But I can think of a better one right now, and that's it. It's 5:15. It's time for your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, there's really only two spots that are giving us problems that are severe. That's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. If you are in the Windhaven Beach area in standstill traffic, you should hopefully get out of the traffic soon. But if you're not there, yet you're still traveling westbound, you're going to be backed up past Mary Esther, closer to the Fort Walton Beach, that general area. Very, very heavily backed up at this time. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual hitters, such as North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10 and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. As for the weather, 78 degrees in Pensacola, a low of 72 tonight. Maybe some slight chances of storms in your early half of Tuesday, but those should dissipate. Your Tuesday high is going to be 84 with a low of 72.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and of course dependable. Austin Price, Chris Bryan with you on this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Here, success coming in from outer space. Love to talk about this. The Polaris Dawn crew back on the Terra Firma after completing their first spacewalk. Fox's Jonathan Sarri has more on this trending story.
We deeply care about the world we live in today and making it better. That's part of a statement on social media from Jared Isaacman, a day after the billionaire entrepreneur returned from a five-day mission in space that achieved the first commercial spacewalk. Isaacman and three other private astronauts conducted medical experiments and tested SpaceX's next-generation communications technology and spacesuits. Prior to launch, here's how SpaceX Vice President and former NASA official Bill Gerstenmaier described the Polaris Dawn mission.
You know, we kind of built off of what NASA's heritage was, but I think we've also extended NASA's heritage a little bit further.
The Polaris program is planning two additional private astronaut missions in space. In Atlanta, Jonathan Sarri, Fox News.
Okay, very interesting stuff coming out of those individual space programs.
Oh, absolutely.
Offer a lot of opportunities for a lot of people. Less than 15 minutes right now, from right now, speaking of opportunities, we'll be talking about the lineup for the NFL. We'll go over the schedule, week two schedule, go into week three, talk about that. But more so, still just minutes away from giving away those FSU tickets on News Radio 92.3.
And I promise that when we go to break, which will be in just a few seconds, I promise that I will think of an FSU question. I don't know how good of one it's going to be, but I'll make sure the answer is pretty
simple. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. All righty, just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got former President Trump. He's blaming Biden and Harris for the apparent second assassination attempt on him. We got details on that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it happens Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's the White Sands Panhandle Band. They are the hottest band when it comes to bluegrass, country, and rockabilly. And they're inspired by so many great artists like Marty Stewart, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Daniels. So come out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with White Sands Panhandle Band. So remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you. Just about 5:24. Chris, we got time for one story.
Yeah,
one.
I feel like I'm underdressed. I don't have enough polyester on today.
Really?
Music. KC and the Sunshine Band, right?
Yes. Second bumper song with them this hour.
Oh,
or this evening, excuse
nice.
Me.
News Radio 92.3. It's 5:24. I just wanted to throw this in there. We told you we were going to check on Pensacola International, whether the flights, and the reason for the method of my madness here. I'm checking on the flights coming out of Charlotte. As you know, they've got terrible, like, hurricane-force winds moving in on the Carolina coast up there. If you're expecting somebody coming in on American 5429, 6:24 touchdown time in Pensacola, been delayed just a little bit, so you have a few minutes of wiggling room here. It's been delayed to about 7:15 tonight. That's American 5429 coming out of Charlotte. Everything else is looking pretty good out there today.
And also mentioned this before we went to break, former President Trump blaming the rhetoric of President Biden and Vice President Harris for an apparent second assassination attempt on him. Trump talked about the incident a day after a man was taken into custody after authorities said he attempted to target Trump while he was playing golf at his course in Florida. He said Ryan Routh believed the rhetoric of Biden and Harris and acted on it. Trump noted previous comments from Biden and Harris that described Trump as a threat to democracy. He called on Democrats to watch what they say leading up to November's election, saying, quote, "They use highly inflammatory language. I can use it, too. Far better than they can, but I don't."
It's just a shame that we are not on camera here, because folks would have to agree with me that you are Italian. The way you talk with your hands, I want to tell you. TikTok defending itself in a U.S. courtroom today as the government continues to push for the app to separate from its Chinese-owned parent company, ByteDance. Fox's Grady Trimble is in Washington with more on this story.
The first two attorneys represented TikTok as a company, as well as people who make videos for TikTok. And both of those attorneys argued that this particular law could lead to the divestment or even possibly the ban of TikTok because of its Chinese parent company. They argue that the law infringes on the First Amendment rights of not only the company, TikTok, but also its roughly 170 million users in the U.S. The Department of Justice represented some of the main concerns that we've heard from members of Congress, as well as the president himself. It's that China could push propaganda on TikTok to people using it, and that it could be collecting data on TikTok users.
Okay, and you might want to just kind of file this one away here. With all that being said, President Biden signed the law forcing the company to separate from ByteDance or be banned. Has that happened yet? You bet it hadn't. Not at all. 527 News Radio 92.3.
Yep, let's get a quick check at the roads and weather here. Just some minor issues beginning to develop on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Still got some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Those are some of the worst-looking spots in Pensacola. But Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is still miserable. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach, you are going to be backed up well past Mary Esther, closer to the that whole Fort Walton Beach area. Just very, very heavily backed up. It has been all afternoon. As for the weather, 78 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 84 and a low of 72. And your Tuesday may have a slight chance of thunderstorms, but those will dissipate.
You know, I usually use your left shoulder as a gauge in terms of traffic, the transitioning traffic from the 110 northbound onto the Davis Highway Exchange. Right. It backs up, and I'm looking at it now, backed up. Are we seeing any incredible backups along Davis this afternoon?
We did see some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. As far as the ramp, we do have some backed up right behind us, yes.
Been thinking about the FSU tickets?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
I was just about to click on them. All right, so we do have a pair of tickets for FSU California. It will be... thank you for notioning, Chris. I will let people know. We do have a question here. You have to text, not call, text 850-437-1620. Here is your question. I tried to make it a pretty easy one. Florida State last won the national title game in the 2013-2014 season. They barely beat this SEC opponent, the same SEC opponent that Cal beat just a couple of weeks ago. All right, that's the question. Text in to 850-437-1620. Who did Florida State beat in the 2013-2014 national title game? Your hint is that Cal just beat them a couple of weeks ago. You can win this pair of tickets to Florida State Cal this weekend, 6 o'clock, correct, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, text in 850-437-1620.
That's the easiest one you could have given them.
If, as I said, I told you during the break.
Maybe the number's like, what's the number between 1 and 3?
I told you during the break, Chris, Florida State is the last team, excuse me, their last team to win the national title was the 2013-14 season, and they barely squeaked past this game. It's seen as one of the greatest national title games of the 21st century. It was one heck of a game. Florida State made a great comeback, and I said it was an SEC team. That limits your options, and you could also just look up who Cal's played this year.
Because okay,
they beat them.
Let's have it one more time. What was the question?
Florida State last won the national title in the 2013-2014 season. Florida State barely won. Who was the team that FSU beat? It's the same team that Cal beat just a couple weeks ago.
Everybody's cruising for that Google right now, I can tell.
But yes, if you answer that correctly, we do have a pair of tickets to Florida State Cal for this weekend.
And these just aren't any tickets. These are choice tickets.
Yes.
You're going to love these tickets. I'm going to tell you. And just the whole experience being able to go to Doak Campbell in that wonderful experience of driving 2.5 hours and 45 minutes down that exciting highway called the I-10 freeway. And it's that boring drive is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it is. I've been to Doak Campbell driving from here to there. It's kind of lame.
It's like you see the Wizard of Oz, the Land of Oz, off in the distance when you're driving towards Tallahassee. Yes, this road is going to end, I promise.
We've had a couple of texts file in here, and they have been correct, but only one person, the first person to get it, will get the pair of tickets.
And you go by the timestamp
because we've got the text line open right away, so right when a text comes in, I see it. I see
who's
first up.
You've got everything covered there, don't you?
Yep.
Well, speaking of covering, we're going to cover the NFL coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about tonight's game, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and we'll just basically see where the SEC is heading coming up this weekend.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A 58-year-old man has been charged, suspected of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rose says the only gunfire that occurred came from a Secret Service agent.
The subject, who did not have line of sight to the former president, fled the scene. He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent.
The suspect has been federally charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and possession and receipt of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. The head of the Teamsters Labor Union, Sean O'Brien, says his roundtable meeting with Vice President Harris went very well, but no endorsement yet for either candidate.
It wasn't, shocking to us because, look, she's going to highlight what she did in her political roles as attorney general, as a senator, as a vice president, just like her opponent tried to do when he was president.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. After the opening bell this morning, Apple shares slid more than 3.5% after reports that demand for the new iPhone 16 will be lower than expected and down 12% year over year from the first weekend sales of the iPhone 15 that debuted last year. Here's a check on Wall Street today. Stocks were mixed. The Dow gained 222 points. The S&P 500 grew by 7, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ falling more than 0.5%, losing 91 points. Target and Amazon.com announcing today competing sales events that are planned for early next month. Experts say the focus of the drive seems to be on price-sensitive consumers still suffering from inflation. Beetlejuice had yet another big weekend at the domestic box office. The sequel to the classic Tim Burton film topped the U.S. again with over $51 million in ticket sales. That's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. After week one, Kyler Murray said it's not his job to get the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr., and it was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Hey, Kyler, you're the quarterback. Of course it's your job to get the ball to your star rookie wide receiver. And when Kyler finally did that in week two, the Cardinals beat the Rams, with Marvin Harrison Jr. going for 130 yards with 2 touchdowns on 4 catches. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show.
talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile. How to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. But before we do, we got congratulations in order. Congratulations to DJ from Pensacola. He was the first person to correctly guess Auburn. Auburn was who Florida State beat in the 2013-14 national title game. And not this last weekend, but the weekend before that, Cal went into Auburn and won 21-14.
Yeah, DJ's going into Dope Camel.
And not the DJ Yui Yungalale guy. Right. Not him. Something tells me that DJ from Pensacola is going to get a warmer welcome than DJ Uyunglele. Rest assured, DJ, at least by the end of it, you probably won't be the most criticized DJ there. Congrats on your tickets, my friend. All righty, just past 5:35 here. We'll get that other quick check of the roads and weather. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Detroit Boulevard, we still got some backups there. Same with North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. And if you're getting off onto North Davis Highway, traveling eastbound on I-10, we do have some backups on that ramp as well. Worst looking spots, though, are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach, that is still backed up well past the Mary Esther area in the Fort Walton Beach neck of the woods, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, it's still 78 degrees here in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. As for your weather tomorrow, shouldn't be any rain. Slight chances in the early half of the day, but those should dissipate. You're going to have a high of 84 and a low of 72 on your Tuesday as well.
5:38. News Radio 92.3. I had to think about
you. Sound exhausted.
No, I had to think about my story that was coming up here because I wanted to touch, first of all, saying congratulations to the Wahoos. They had a great season.
Right.
Yeah, a Pensacola-Montgomery matchup wasn't pretty, but it was a final season win for the good guys. Sunday, the Wahoos closed out the 24 season with a 6-5 win over the Biscuits. Next opening night game for the Wahoos, ready for this, April 4th. 2025, as the Wahoos will face Biloxi. And we have a winner. DJ, as you said, is going to the FSU game.
Yes, Florida State Cal. And here's the thing. You know, everybody can crack jokes, and I've made a joke about it, you know, as far as hopefully we can give these tickets away. But let's look at it from an optimist perspective. You might be one of the lucky people who's at Florida State's first win of the season. How about that?
Yeah.
You can say, I was there. So that's pretty cool.
Mr. Optimism.
Yes. And you wanted to touch on some NFL since this is a typical sports segment.
And
anyway,
I'm going to lead this off with a team that I've been very close to since 1967. Saints over Dallas. It was 44-19. That was a game that I really wasn't expecting like that.
No one was expecting that. And they shouldn't have, because the thing is, as I said, yes, 47-10 over the Panthers is all well and good. But the Panthers, there is a very real chance they go winless this year. The Panthers are that bad. They've already made a change at QB. They are in that rough of shape right now.
Yeah,
so
but
Saints winning big there, okay. But you're beating the Cowboys in Dallas? 44-19?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, and the buildup was absolutely 98% Dallas,
right,
and 2%. New Orleans. Mm. And if you notice, when they first started the game out, it was all the crowd shots and the Dallas and the Cowboy fans and things like that. And as the game kind of progressed, the camera shots and angles went more towards the Saints fans in AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, Saints had the Saints showed
up. Oh, they always do. They always do. So, good for the Saints.
Absolutely.
They I saw Dak on the sidelines thinking, "Am I worth $240 million? Am I worth $240 million?" Well, you're calling that one. I'm not going to say anything. But anyway, it was New Orleans a winner over Dallas. Tampa Bay also good for the Bucs.
Yeah,
huge
win here.
I'm pulling for Baker, you know.
And a revenge win after the postseason last year.
Absolutely. 2016 over the Lions. It was Green Bay over Indianapolis. And it wasn't an easy win for Green Bay in this game.
No.
So, also, the New York Jets.
Beat the Titans, right?
Yeah, 24-17.
Forgettable game.
Yep. This is the one that I found to be absolutely amazing, and I was smiling the whole way through it. Minnesota 23, San Francisco 17. And I go back to the days when the Saints were in the San Francisco 49ers were in the Saints division. Mm. The Saints at that time were in the NFC West, in the South now. But we had, you know, San Francisco in that division, and the Rams was in that division, and that's the way it played out in the early days. But the Saints always got really screwed, blued, and tattooed by the 49ers. So
I believe that.
So anyway, that's my feelings behind that thing. Seattle over New England, 23-20. It was Washington over New York. An LSU guy, Jaden Daniels,
Heisman winner,
just put it up there and took them down the field and pulled it out there. I still don't like their colors.
The Commanders.
Yeah, I just don't like their colors.
Huh.
That's me. But that's okay. the Chargers over Carolina, they're not going to get a win here. 26-3. It was Cleveland over Jacksonville. I wanted the win for Jacksonville really bad.
Yeah, they're 0-2.
Yeah, they
a cusp playoff team, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I just think they're trying to find themselves, trying to find their legs a little bit, you know. They're going to be okay. I think they'll be okay on that one. Las Vegas over Baltimore, surprised.
Yes,
yeah, me
very
too.
Pleasantly.
Lamar Jackson didn't quite pull that out of there, 26-23.
Ravens are 0-2. That's crazy. Yeah,
that's a weird start for them. Arizona over the Rams, 41-10. Good for them.
Cardinals are cooking.
Go Cardinals. Pittsburgh over Denver. Yes, go Pittsburgh.
We have more wins than we do touchdowns this season.
And you know you know how much I like Sean Payton, so anything that destroys him is fine with me. Let's see here. I didn't like this score. Kansas City over Cincinnati, 26-25. I was pulling for Jobo.
Really?
Of course I was.
Man, look, I don't mind the Bengals and Ravens both starting out 0-2. I think that tells me that both of those teams, but especially the Ravens, have missed their window as far as being a Super Bowl contender. We saw the Bengals make a Super Bowl. They barely lost it. They haven't been anywhere near that caliber since. And then we've got the Ravens, who haven't even been able to get out of the AFC once, and they've had what has been consistently one of the best-built teams, one of the best-coached teams, and now for them to start 0-2 with a loss at home to the Raiders, now you're done.
Oh, we're talking Kansas City, Cincinnati, 26-25.
Yeah, them, but as I'm saying, they've missed their window, too, and they're 0-2 as well.
There's other reasons behind that Kansas City debacle. I don't go.
There was the flag. However, I think it was a fair flag. You had the Cincinnati defender jumping up behind him and hitting the Chiefs receiver in the back of the head, obstructing his field of view right as he's going up for the catch. I understand it. And it was still a 51-yard field goal. I mean, Harrison Butker, he had to drill one from pretty far out.
Okay, Houston got a win this weekend
over
Chicago, 19-13. The Bears spent a lot of money on their crew. Why aren't they performing?
I don't know. The problem is the Bears have played.
The Bears.
Yeah, because today they ended up beating the Titans last week, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and, you know, losing to the Texans, I don't see shame in that. The Texans are a very promising team, a lot of potential there.
Talk to me about the Falcons and Eagles tonight.
Falcons, they're supposed to be better this year, and I think season-wide they can be, as long as they just stay out of the Saints' way, get through those games as well as you can. But no, I mean, I think they could maybe give the Bucs a scare in at least one of their games. They'll obviously feed off the Panthers, so they have the potential to be decent in their division.
I was watching Fox the pregame shows, and they had Gronk on the set this weekend,
right
on there, and I got kind of tired of them playing up the anniversary of the Patriots
Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was, you know,
we're celebrating that in in September?
Well, no, the Patriots-Seattle pass games and things like that. It was like something blah, blah, with Brady was a part of it because Brady called the game, the New Orleans game.
Right.
Yeah, I think he did a pretty good job calling that game, actually.
Oh, yeah, no. I think he has a personality that's good enough for it, a charisma that's good enough for it.
So, anyway, I don't see much in New England developing really into a super team this year. Mediocre, but not a super team. Tonight, Atlanta, Philadelphia, you're picking the Eagles, right?
Philly, because Philly's at home, and they're a better built team as of recently.
I'm picking Philadelphia because I hate Atlanta. So next.
that too. Just past 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Once again, just a few of the same spots that always give us issues.
Can I say that on the radio? I hate Atlanta.
I hate the Falcons.
Okay.
Don't say you hate Atlanta.
let me check with our legal team over here.
Yeah,
see if I can get by with
we always have an attorney sitting in the corner of the studio ready to go. Anyway, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we got some issues there. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, still giving us some backups as well, but the worst looking spots, as they have been all afternoon up to this point. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and even more so, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach, you're backed up into Mary Esther. As for the weather, still 78 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a very similar day, high of 84, low of 72. Maybe slight chances of rainfall to start the day, but those will soon dissipate.
When do you start getting in the Christmas spirit?
I got to tell you, watching football and feeling the slightest breeze at any point throughout the day, I start feeling like it's the holidays.
Or go into any Lowe's or Walmart store today.
Yeah, that'll put you in the holiday
spirit.
You'll
feel just like you're in the middle of Christmas, you know.
Pumpkin spice fraps as well.
What happened? While we're kind of talking about the holiday hiring situations, folks getting into the Christmas and holiday spirit, many companies already step it up. Those retailers are on the go. Fox's Jenny Corsella has more on this report.
It is getting ready to step up hiring for the holiday season. It will hire 100,000 additional seasonal team members across stores and supply chain facilities. Target says last year, more than half of its seasonal team members were offered a position to stay with the company. Beginning September 25th, interested candidates can visit targetseasonaljobs.com to apply for seasonal positions. The company is promising a market-leading starting wage range, health and well-being benefits, and opportunities for growth and development. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Thanks, Jenny. I got to tell you what's so funny. You know, she mentioned in that story where they hire people temporarily for the holidays, but they hold them on and they hire them for, you know, extended time. Like, hey, you got a full-time job here.
Right.
That's why they don't give holidays out in radio. Did you realize that?
Really?
Can you imagine you're off on vacation and who's that guy coming in the back door over there? Yeah. Who is that guy over there? You know, anybody know who that guy is over there? He's taking your job, by the way.
Let's see. Legal challenge. We touched on this last hour. It's a legal challenge to one of Florida's gun laws continuing next month. A federal appeals court will hear arguments in the NRA's case against legislation that prevents people under the age of 21 from buying long guns in the Sunshine State. The measure was approved following the deadly mass shooting at Parkland's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High in 2018. The NRA believes that the law is unconstitutional, claiming that it doesn't align with previous Supreme Court opinions or Second Amendment rights. The upcoming hearing is scheduled to take place in Atlanta on October 22nd.
Big, big, big day coming up on Wednesday. You need to know about it. All economic eyes will be on the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell. It appears Wall Street will usher in the first interest rate cut since March 2020. Here's the best categories for consumers: mortgages, auto, and personal loans. If you're carrying credit card debt, this latest adjustment ain't going to help you out. Just is not going to be your cure for the madness. The average rate on credit cards remaining high, almost 21%. Some retail cards as high as 32%. I say, ouch.
And you mentioned Wall Street and all that. So, speaking of which, at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 228 points to 41,622. The S&P 500 rose 7 points to 56,33. And the NASDAQ lost 91 points to 17,592. 550 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the punches just keep coming for Boeing, Chris. It's announcing sweeping cuts to conserve cash as it deals with a factory workers' strike. We got details on that and more coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sale price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Shade meeting transcripts over the Jeff Bergosh text messages lawsuit are now public because the case is over. And they are amazing. And I'm reading them on the air. And we're about halfway through today, including the profanity, which I don't read, but you can tell when it happens. And I'll continue that process tomorrow. It's something. We'll finish that up tomorrow, and you can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:54 here. We've got time for one story before we get into traffic and weather. Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I'm still watching Pensacola International this afternoon, especially for those flights coming out of North Carolina. Historic rains up there right now along the Carolina coastline. They're really getting pounded. And I'm just making sure if you're having to pick somebody up out of the airport, you'll do it in the proper amount of time. It's American Flight 5429, touchdown scheduled for 6:24 at Pensacola. Now about 7:30. It just left the gate in Charlotte, they're saying. So, new arrival time. So you have a little bit of handle time getting to the airport to pick up your people there. American 5429 running a little bit late tonight.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'm glad that it's not 5:55 yet, because that means I got time for the story that I hinted at before we went to break. Boeing announcing sweeping cuts to conserve cash as it deals with a factory worker strike. The company said today that includes a hiring freeze, a pause on non-essential travel, and a reduction on supplier spending. In a note to staff, CFO Brian West said Boeing will stop most purchase orders for its 737 MAX, 767, and 777 airliners. He also said the company is working in good faith to reach a new contact agreement and enable operations to resume. More than 30,000 factory workers walked off the job Friday after rejecting a tentative labor deal.
Okay, in 15 days, pre-sales of that new Jimmy Buffett license plate goes into effect. October 1st is your day. Fees from the sale of that plate will be distributed to Singing for Change. Of course, that was founded by Jimmy back in 95 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters for recovery, rebuilding, and future sustainability. I'm going to be the first in line for that one.
Absolutely. 5:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather. Okay, so we had some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That congestion is still very much present, but it's slowly but surely starting to break up. The same cannot be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. That is still backed up well past Herbert Field over in the Mary Esther area. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards I-10, we still got some issues lingering there, though that is not nearly as severe. As for the weather, it's 78 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a very similar day, high of 84 and a low of 72 for your Tuesday.
Chris? I know a lot of real estate professionals in town that watch these numbers pretty closely. Let me give them to you. Home buyers or sellers watching the mortgage numbers closely today. Well, Mortgage News Daily is reporting the 30-year rate a little lower, 6.14%. Borrowing cost on 15-year fixed-rate mortgages also down at 5.66%. There you go.
And Elon Musk says that his ex post questioning why President Biden and Vice President Harris haven't faced assassination attempts like Donald Trump was just a joke. Musk deleted the post Monday morning, which read, "And no one is even trying to assassinate Biden and Kamala," with a thinking face emoji. Musk kept the post up for several hours before deleting it. I actually saw this on X because you just hop on and it's there. He later added, "Turns out that jokes are way less funny if people don't know the context and the delivery is plain text."
Money's on the minds of a lot of folks, and if you'd like to make a few dollars tonight, Powerball, $165 million, $83.8 million. That is your cash option heading out that door. They pull those numbers around 10 o'clock this evening.
And Justin Timberlake's court-ordered community service after taking a plea deal in his drunk driving arrest will apparently involve the court system itself. The New York Post reports that the pop star won't be mopping floors or picking up highway trash. Apparently, he will perform his 25 hours of community service in a courthouse office and not necessarily in Sag Harbor, where Timberlake was arrested in June. The 43-year-old will get to decide where, possibly in Memphis, where he lives. Under the plea deal, Timberlake has pleaded guilty to driving while alcohol impaired instead of a more serious DWI charge. He's also paid a $500 fine and will record a public service announcement about drinking and driving.
You know where one of the most really optimal visual things are in the city if you're trying to get your messaging out? Marquees at, like, you know, at fast food restaurants or in front of gas stations, they put the messaging up on those marquees out there. Well, if you're cruising around the Pensacola area, you're probably smiling at a lot of those marquees because gas prices continue to fall after a drop in the oil market. This is some good stuff. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.72 north of Escambia, $2.59, while Pensacola prices dipped to $2.58. I wonder what Dodge's prices would be about now.
I don't know.
$1.34.
Chris, are you a basketball? What? Are you a baseball fan?
I used to be. But I'll tell you what happened to me in 1996 when they did their big strike. It soured me.
Really?
Yeah, but I used to love baseball.
Well, do you remember Orlando Cepeda?
Oh, of course I do. Pittsburgh, yeah, absolutely. Major Hall of Famer.
Well, and that's the thing. San Francisco Giants honoring him. He passed away earlier this year. They honored him with a special celebration at Oracle Park on Sunday. Dusty Baker, a former Giants player and manager, says that Cepeda taught him a lot about life. Fans, friends, and teammates paid tribute by wearing Cepeda's trademark white Panama hat as the Giants played against the Padres, resulting in a 4-3 loss. The Hall of Famer was one of the oldest in the group after the passing of baseball great Willie Mays in June. He was otherwise known as the Baby Bull and Cha-Cha. He died in June. He would have turned 87 years old on Tuesday.
Didn't he play a short time with Pittsburgh? I thought he played an early career in Pittsburgh.
He may have. The Giants are the ones that honored him, but he may have. I'll check.
Right. And I used to love Willie Mays. He used to have that bucket catch on center field. He would run and catch the ball in this kind of an amazing catch, like a bucket sweep up. Anyway.
He did not play for the Pirates. He played for the Giants, Cardinals, Braves, Athletics, Red Sox, and Royals.
Everybody but the Pirates. Hey, thanks for clearing that up. This is News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on today.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.